We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Bull and Fox's Fantasy Football Blitz.
Time out.
A look around the NFL for this week's best matchups and waiver wire pickups.
End zone, caught, touchdown!
With CBS Sports Fantasy Football expert, Dave Richard.
All right. It's time for the Dave Richards final segment of the year with us. He's been on with us for years. And it's the last fantasy football update of the year. And Dave Richard, this segment is sponsored by Perfect Ash Cigars and Independence at 7324 Valley View Drive. Dave with us courtesy of the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dave, it's your final visit with us this year. Are you excited? You disappointed?
I'm not excited. I'm a little sad about it, but I remember that we started this year with a bang, you and I hanging out in downtown
That's
Cleveland
right.
right before a Browns preseason game. We got on the air with Brad Evans of Yahoo and talked some serious fantasy. I wonder how many of our predictions came true.
I know.
But the one thing that we didn't predict
yes.
was an exciting year for the Browns, and it has been an exciting year. And, I think they're going to finish strong. And, man, I hope this is a fast off season because this is going to be one of the most exciting teams and one of the most most interesting teams for fantasy in 2019. It used to be that, like, maybe one or two Browns players would get drafted in a fantasy league. Now we already know Nick Chubb's going to be a second-round pick. Jarvis Landry will get taken at some point. Someone will speculate on Antonio Callaway having a second-year breakout.
Right.
Someone will speculate on David Njoku again. And then there's that quarterback, and he will be a popular breakout player in 2019. Baker Mayfield will also get taken in every single draft. So how many is that? I just dropped off like five names
that's a
right
lot.
There. Yeah.
And who knows, and they'll probably add to the wide receiving core. Yeah, Dave, I think there's a possibility that Baker by next year is a bottom end quarterback one.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a changing of the guard at quarterback.
Yep.
We will probably see. Well, you know, I mean, we're already seeing it, I guess. Patrick Mahomes is already lights out. You know, Jared Goff is going to be real popular. But it's going to be the same exact. We're seeing this trend of like new young quarterbacks becoming big for fantasy.
Yep.
But there's still going to be a whole heck of a lot of quarterbacks that are available on draft day, and people are going to wait until the value's right, and then they'll take one. It's going to be interesting for sure.
No doubt about it. Yeah, it's going to be fun to see some of these quarterbacks. One, you know, Lamar Jackson has been a pretty good fantasy quarterback, but you're going into next year, you worry, like, can he keep doing it this way, or is he just bound to get hurt eventually?
He's absolutely bound to get hurt eventually,
yeah.
Which, I mean, you hate talking about it, bringing it up, but it's kind of reality. You know that these quarterbacks that are like him who rely on their rushing more so than their passing, they're not made to last a long time. Think back to RG3. And he was a pretty good passer on top of being just this unbelievable runner, but he was real lean, and defenses learned to just hit him as much as possible. And he got hurt and tried to gut through a playoff game and then ended up not being able to even do that. So, and now he's the third. So he's backing up Lamar Jackson, for crying out loud.
Right.
So I don't think that Lamar Jackson is going to be that great for fantasy. When you watch him play, he leaves a lot to be desired as a passer. As a runner, he's great.
Yeah.
But as a quarterback, when you actually have to, you know, throw the football, sometimes he's on and sometimes he's off. It's kind of unfortunate.
All right, Dave, let's talk some waiver wire pickups. Most leagues in their championship. Some leagues do go to week 17, but most leagues are playing for their championship this week. And what's good this year, at least for week 16 and maybe week 17 as well, is you're not going to have teams sitting anybody. Nobody's locked up seating yet. And, you know, the only team that might sit guy maybe in week 17, the Saints do if they win next week, but I doubt it. So I think, you know, to the end, we're probably going to have guys playing, but there are injuries. Keenan Allen's banged up. Odell Beckham remains banged up. Don't know if he's going to be back. What are you doing at wide receiver right now if you need to pick somebody up? Is there any answers?
There's a couple of Robs. Actually, it's a Robbie and a Robert.
Yeah.
If, you know, we want to be casual, be like they're our buds, and we'll just call them Rob.
But like
Robbie
it.
Anderson with the Jets. In these two games that Sam Darnold's been back, he's been awesome. At least 13 fantasy points, non-PPR, each of those games. He's actually scored. He's actually been good, I believe, three straight games. So Robbie Anderson has certainly been Johnny on the spot for Sam Darnold, and he is the number one receiver to pick up this week. Like the matchup a lot against Green Bay. And Darnold, you know, we're talking about Baker next year, and, you know, you mentioned Lamar Jackson. Darnold has actually played very well the last couple of games. He's going to be another trendy late-round type of sleeper quarterback, especially since the Jets should improve their offensive line and their receiving core next year. But Robbie is the number one receiver and the number one flex guy to pick up this week off waivers. And then Robert Foster, big play threat, 10 or more fantasy points, not PPR, four of his last five games. Buffalo's going to trail against New England. Josh Allen, who, again, another sleeper for 2019, he's going to have to throw quite a bit. And Foster's got speed and height to go with it. So he's got some potential this week to either come through in garbage time or help the Bills try and stay in it in, you know, the second quarter, third quarter of the game. I think he gets a decent amount of work and comes through again for fantasy owners.
All right.
And those two guys are out there on the waiver wire, I believe, in well over half of CBS Sports League.
We're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. All right, there are some running backs that are interesting this week. We've got, Kalen Ballage with the Dolphins. We've got, I forgot his name, on the Packers.
Jamal Williams.
Jamal Williams. This drew a blank.
That's okay. Packers forgot his name for a while, too.
Well, deservedly so. Deservedly so, since Aaron Jones was excellent when he was healthy. Elijah McGuire, maybe. Who are we picking up at running back right now?
It's a real close call between McGuire and Jamal Williams. But I like Williams a little bit more because I don't think he's going to split carries. I think he's going to be the every down back for the Packers. And it looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to play. Don't hold me to it. He's got a groin injury. If he doesn't practice this week, then, of course, the Packers will probably, in a meaningless game, they'll see what they can get out of DeShone Kizer. And that would change it a little bit, I suppose. But both these running backs have a real good matchup. McGuire has already been picked up in a bunch of leagues, so he might not be out there. Williams is out there in 80% of CBS Sports leagues, and I think he's good enough to be a number two fantasy running back. You brought up Kalen Ballage, and he had that really incredible run against Minnesota, and then even if you take out that run, he averaged 4 yards per carry. I think he's going to end up being the Dolphins' lead back this week, and that sounds awesome, but they're playing against Jacksonville, and their run defense has been consistently good nearly all season long. There was obviously the one game against Derrick Henry where they didn't show up at all, but otherwise they've been all right. And I think that Kalen Ballage could struggle to get you more than 7 or 8 fantasy points in a non-PPR, and probably not much more than that even in a PPR. I don't see him as a dynamic pass-catching running back. So he's third best on the list for me.
Yeah, Dave, if you're streaming defenses, what are you going with this week?
Let's stay right with Cleveland, baby. Go with those Browns.
Call.
And it's amazing because they're getting Jeff Driscoll of the Bengals without A.J. Green. We know that he's on
Tyler
the
Boyd.
Tyler
yeah.
Boyd doesn't look like he's going to play. So it's going to make it – this is a very tough spot for Hugh Jackson's Bengals to come into the stadium and put up numbers here. And I think the Browns' defense definitely gets a couple of turnovers, a bunch of sacks. They're going to make things hard on everybody in Cincinnati except Joe Mixon. I don't know if the Bengals can even score 14 points in the game. Browns' defense should be cheap in daily fantasy, and they should be the number one priority for fantasy owners who are streaming DSTs, and they can't get the Titans. We take on the Redskins on Saturday. The next best one would be the Dolphins. Miami is at home against Jacksonville. Cody Kessler under center. He's awful. And Leonard Fournette might not play. So there are all sorts of reasons to buy into the Dolphins. And the Dolphins are a terrible defense. And one of my rules is usually don't trust a bad DST in a good matchup. But this late in the year, Jacksonville knows they're going nowhere. They might end up packing it in by halftime. And that Dolphins defense looks like a bunch of world beaters at home.
Dave, if you were me, like in this one league, I'm going to give you my question here. So, do you bench Joe Mixon this week? Like for
depends on who
for one of the guys you mentioned on waivers. Is that crazy?
No, yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy, right?
I mean, the one thing that we've seen from Cincinnati, and I don't think that Hugh is the one who did this, but it was probably something that he probably nodded and said yes. That's a good. Actually, it's Hugh Jackson. He probably said it's a terrible idea. They're feeding Mixon.
Yeah.
They're giving him a lot of carries. They're throwing the ball a lot to him. They're utilizing this workhorse running back, and he's playing very, very well. So I don't know how you get away from Joe Mixon.
Yeah, probably.
I think he can still you know, total 120, 130 total yards on the Browns. But it'll take a lot of work. They have to stick with him. 16-plus carries, 4 or 5 catches, something like that. And fantasy owners can't afford to sit a guy who's getting 20 carries. Or, 20 touches in a game.
You know, I never ask you about kickers because I hate kickers. In two of my three leagues, we've eliminated kickers. But for those leagues that do use kickers, who's a good choice if you're streaming kickers?
You always want to look at guys who are playing indoors, but of course the first name out of my mouth is going to be somebody who's not, and that's right. Jake Elliott of the Eagles. People got away from him because the Eagles' offense had fallen apart. Now that Nick Foles is back, suddenly they're a pretty capable unit, and they're able to run the football and get into the red zone, and when they stall, Elliott's there to nail some kicks. Dan Bailey has actually stepped up last week. He had a really good game for the Vikings. I think that Minnesota offense definitely took a step forward. They could end up being a dangerous team in the playoffs because they can run the ball, they've got good defense, and Kirk Cousins is good enough as a quarterback, certainly, to make that team complete. That would be a tough team to play in the first round in the NFC playoff race. And then Brett Maher in Dallas, if he's still out there in your league, it's a good matchup for Dallas. It's not a great matchup, though. Tampa Bay's pass defense has really come around over the last month or so, made it hard. Cam Newton, Drew Brees, Lamar Jackson, each of them under 20 fantasy points each of the last 3 weeks, should open the door for a lot of field goal tries for Maher.
All right, here we go, Dave. Fan question time for the final week. It's championship weekend. Here we go. Z Dickey says, need three in a PPR. Fournette, Lindsay, Kamara, Henry, Damian Williams.
Lindsay, Kamara, Henry.
Let me ask you about Henry here for a minute. The guy has been
ahead.
He's been a fantasy zero for so long. In the last 2 weeks, he has a chance to like break the record for most yards in a 3-game stretch. Are we buying this long term? Like, has Derrick Henry flown up your 2019 draft board?
He will probably end up getting picked in like round 4 next year, which is not. It's actually, I think it's like a half round or round later than where he went this past year. Maybe right around that same spot. I don't remember. But he was an early round pick because people were expecting him to have games like this. And what he has shown in the last couple of weeks is that he's more patient as a runner. The offensive line is doing a much better job. And the Titans are doing a great job of keeping him involved in the offense. They resisted him for the first half of the season. And then they realized, oh, my God, we've got this giant that we can use. And if he's running a little bit slower and our offensive line can block it up a little bit better, suddenly there's a lane that he can run through. And he needs that. He gets what's blocked for him.
Right.
He doesn't really create yards like Deion Lewis might, like Nick Chubb has done this season. So I think that there's room for it if they continue to use him the right way. And as long as he continues to play with that patient style that we've seen, he slaughtered the Giants last week. It wasn't even close. I mean, he had so many runs, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yards. And now he gets Washington at home. And Washington's defense, their run defense is brutal.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see Henry win people some fantasy leagues. Top 12 running back this week for me, for sure.
Who is the first pick in the 2019 fantasy draft? Is it Saquon Barkley? Is it Gurley?
No, it's Greg Joseph, kicker for the Browns. No, I'm just messing around. Yeah, listen, if Todd Gurley is healthy and this knee issue, he's dealing with a knee issue right now. Hopefully he's fine. But if he makes it through the season okay, it's going to be real hard for fantasy owners to pass him up with the number one overall pick. He's just so good, and he's so well used in that offense. So to me, the question is almost who's number two. And for me right now, the answer is Saquon Barkley.
Right.
I think he's just an unbelievable talent. I know the Giants' offense is going to get better this offseason. They're going to add at least one offensive lineman. And that line's going to – it was already – it was average. But Saquon did really well behind that average line. At times it was below average. He's going to be great. It might take some guts to do it, but I bet there's going to be a handful of people out there who play fantasy that pass on Gurley at one just to get Saquon Barkley in his second season in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, the other names you'd have up there, right? McCaffrey and Elliott and Kamara, right? Those are the top five guys?
In some way, shape, or form, yes. Yeah. I think Ezekiel Elliott would be right up there.
Is there a chance?
McCaffrey would probably be there before Kamara.
What's amazing is that Kamara is the only one of the five that's not the lone back. Like those other guys are all basically the lone back. There's not that many of those. Obviously, Melvin Gordon is, and you know David Johnson, I guess, Joe Mixon to some degree, but it is not that many. But is there a chance that the Saints would move on from Ingram?
I think there's a pretty good chance of that.
Yeah.
I think that, but that doesn't mean that that Kamara is going to be the only guy in town.
True.
I'm not so sure that they're comfortable giving him 20 touches a week every week.
Right.
They were okay to do it when Ingram was suspended.
You're right.
But don't be surprised one bit if they add another back or they draft another back who's like Ingram and used similarly to Ingram, but isn't necessarily, you know, has the name cachet
right
that Ingram has in fantasy circles, at least.
All right, Dave, let's get to some more fan questions. Here we go. Mike List, he's got to start two running backs and a flex. Doesn't say whether it's PPR or not. James White, Tevin Coleman, Damian Williams, Jordan Howard, Alshon Jeffrey.
I would go with Coleman, Williams, and Alshon. And we're buying right back into Alshon Jeffrey after what we saw last week, but it's also because of the matchup. Playing at home against Houston, that Texans run defense, they're supposed to be a good run defense. They didn't look like it against the Jets,
yeah,
but they were dreadful against the pass. And Alshon Jeffrey is going to get pelted with targets from Nick Foles. I don't think that's going to change at all. So, especially if this is a PPR format, I think he's the safest flex to put in there.
Will says, I have Keenan Allen playing against Gurley. What should be my waiver order? Michael Williams, Jamal Williams, Robbie Anderson, John Kelly.
Well, so he wants John Kelly in case the Gurley owner.
Right.
I don't believe that the Gurley injury is that serious at this point anyway.
Yeah.
Where Kelly has a real chance of playing. You've got to get a backup plan for Keenan Allen if Allen isn't out there. Now they're saying that he's got a good chance to play, and I don't think the guy that's got Gurley is going to make a play for Mike Williams unless his receiving core is decimated. So
right. Maybe
Jamal Williams is the first guy you go and get, and then Mike Williams after that.
All right, Dave, let's go rapid fire. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, start from Sean. Start one in a non PPR: Lamar Miller, Josh Adams, or one of the running backs you mentioned on waivers.
Miller is where I'm at right now, provided that he's healthy, but you've got to go and pick up either Jamal Williams or Elijah McGuire in case Miller isn't ready.
Timmy asks, Baltimore or Chargers D?
Oh, and they're playing against each other?
Yep.
You're probably going to go with the Chargers.
And they also ask James White, D.D. Westbrook, Adrian Peterson. Doesn't say whether it's PPR.
I think D.D. is probably the best one to go with.
Jared asks, Patriots, Browns, or Ravens?
Give me the Browns defense.
Shane
Driscoll.
Shane asks, Vikings, Dolphins, Texans, or Chargers defense?
Minnesota against Detroit is a real good one this week.
Believe Land, Watson or Big Ben?
Roethlisberger.
McGuire or Williams as a waiver claim?
I would go with Williams first, McGuire second.
Pineapple Finger Guns tweets, need two flexes, Robert Foster, A-Rob, or Sterling Shepard?
I would go with the first two.
The Cleveland, pick two running backs in a PPR. Gus Edwards, Cohen, Ingram, Eckler, Damian Williams.
Williams and Cohen.
Do we believe in Edwards for next year at all?
No, I'm sure the Ravens are going to botch their run game again like they did this year. Yeah.
Brandon, need one, Gus Edwards, McGuire, or Jamal Williams?
It's Edwards, especially if it's non-PPR.
Need three, Chubb, Henry, Chris Carson, Dalvin Cook.
Wow, it's going to be Cook, Chubb, and Henry.
And Henry, okay. All right, there you go. Dave, been a pleasure as always, my friend. Another great year. You coming back again for next year to Cleveland?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. I mean, we're months away from figuring that out, but I had a great time when I was there.
That was awesome. Well, I hope you do.
Stay a little bit longer.
All right, buddy. Enjoy the holidays. Thanks for joining us as always.
You got it, Bull. If you're in any fantasy leagues, good luck in the championship.
You too. Thanks, pal. All right, that's Dave Richard, and this segment is brought to you by Perfect Ash Cigars and Independence. Grab your fantasy victory cigar at Perfect Ash. Matt Weiner, NBA TV, joins us next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.